Extremely local news time, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey joins us. Seamus, this is interesting. Block Club Chicago looking into something called move-in fees. Chicago landlords charging a lot of money. I have not heard of this. Am I the only one?
No, I'll admit this was sort of new on my radar, too. I haven't rented for a bit. So, yeah, but it's really a change in the market in Chicago in particular. Basically, it's a non-refundable move-in fee that goes to the landlord. Sometimes they could be as high as $700, $800, sometimes even higher. It's really up to the landlord what they want to set. And it's not necessarily even tied to move-in expenses. Like, this doesn't pay for the movers. This doesn't necessarily pay for locks to be changed or deep cleaning. It's really just a one-time hit. And it's a lot of it, the times it's in replacement to a security deposit. So the people that are charging move-in fees are often not collecting a security deposit. And a lot of the experts we talked to said the reason landlords don't like security deposits is they really have to treat that money a lot differently. They've got to put it in an interest-bearing separate account that can be monitored. If they screw up anything on how they use those monies or store them, they could get sued for it. So to avoid just that rule of trying to treat the security deposit, which obviously gets returned if you're units in good shape, they've moved to these move-in fees that they don't have to pay back. So it's really a one-time hit for people that people are often very surprised about. They're told about a move-in fee, and then, you know, they get a bill for $1,000 before they can get their keys. So it's really leaving a lot of people scrambling.
Yeah, I can imagine, as if rents aren't high enough and moving charges aren't high enough. Let's talk about where Leona's used to be in Rogers Park and what's happening to that site.
Right. This is the ongoing saga of the former Leona's. It's at Sheridan Road and Morse in Rogers Park. If you're driving Sheridan Road to get in and out of the city, you've driven by this dozens of times, if not more. Leona's closed 6 years ago, a bunch of closures for the Leona's chain. And it's a really prime spot there. You know, it gets a lot of traffic, a lot of eyeballs, but they haven't been able to figure out what could go there. There was going to be a Zen Leaf dispensary that some people were pretty excited about, but except for the people that live nearby, they basically got that killed with the alderwoman. It was going to be another restaurant, but the people that wanted to open the restaurant walked in and they discovered that they said the place hadn't been kept up in 6 years and had really been left to rot. And it was going to cost about $1 million just to clean it up. So moving to plan at least three here, they've got a plan now for a six-story 81-unit apartment building. So here we go. I don't know about the move-in fees on this one, but 81 apartments. It's going to be a really big building for that that neighborhood there. Things don't really go up to six stories around there, but they're going to put some affordable housing in, and that's really helped get the support of Alderman Maria Haddon, who's trying to push for more housing. So we'll see what the neighbors think about this one. But yes, that's a really, it's a, like I said, a prime spot, and they've been wondering for years when the sign that says property for sale on the LED sign is going to change to something else.
Yeah, we're talking about 6935 North Sheridan. This is a sad story. Tell us about this local street art legend who passed away.
Yeah, this was an artist. You may not have known his name or his moniker, but you probably had seen his art all around Chicago. A guy by the name of Don't Fret was a 36-year-old Wicker Park native, and he's done these artworks. It's, you know, it's a lot of faces of working class people. One of the things that stands out is sort of their large eyes and their noses. But you've seen them; they're on the Riverwalk. They're all around Wicker Park, all around Chicago. Yeah, he died last week. His family said he had had a long illness at 36, but he's really been getting accolades from just around the world, because not just he didn't do just work in Chicago. He did things in Miami, Denver, London, Helsinki. He's really had been in some international acclaim in a very short career. So sad story. But if you want to go to blockclubchicago.org, we've got a bunch of images of some of his artwork, and you can see, oh, you probably recognize, oh yeah, I've seen that around. Didn't know who it was, but it was Don't Fret, and his legacy and the walls of Chicago will live on.
Yeah, all the things he loved, soccer, fishing, sausages, reflected in his work. Did you say he was only 36?
Wow. Only 36 years old, yeah. Young man.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Seamus, you have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.